Recorded Books presents Pangolina by Jane Goodall. Pictures by Dai Shu Ma. Read by the author.
I'm a pangolin, and I was born in a big forest in a warm and cozy burrow. My mother named me Pangolina. Every night she went out to get food, always returning so I could drink her rich, warm, delicious milk. On one special day, my mother took me with her when she went out. I clung to her tail as she walked slowly through the forest. When she came to a mound of earth, she got very excited. "Look, Pangolina, it's a termite nest," she said. Then suddenly, out of her mouth, shot a long, thin thing that looked like a giant worm. It pushed its way into a hole in the nest, and when she pulled it back out, I realized it was her tongue, and many termites were stuck to it, waving their legs. She pulled in her tongue and swallowed the termites. "Wow! Ah, so that must be what makes her milk so delicious," I thought. I watched as she enjoyed a wonderful meal, shooting her tongue out again and again, and catching many termites. "It must be very sticky," I thought to myself. So I went close to find out, and I found it really was very sticky, and for a moment my little nose stuck to it, and I thought she might swallow me, thinking I was just another termite. But of course I was too big. Those were wonderful days. I was happy to meet other animals in the forest. There was Civet, so beautiful with the dark circles around her eyes and her handsome spotted body. I was a bit scared when Wild Pig and her piglets came by, grunting and rootling in the leaves, but they were only looking for fallen fruits. Once I was startled when a large creature, a bit like a fox with wings, flew low over us. My mother told me not to worry, because it was only a fruit bat. Almost every night, Bat flew past us with his pals, and we became good friends. One day we saw a very strange animal. It walked upright on two legs, and it did not have scales or fur or feathers. I was frightened. "It's okay," said wise Civet. "It is a girl, the young child of a dangerous creature called human." The girl...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?